Good day. Well, it's Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, another day in social distancing for all of us. I thought today, instead of continuing with the Perek Shira, I'll leave Perek Shira for its slot on Motzei Shabbos Be'ezrat Hashem, where we will continue to discuss the amazing machlokes, as it were, between David HaMelech and the frog, to be continued. But this evening, I'd like to continue one of our other Siddurim, a Sunday morning Seder. This is the Pele Yoetz, the classic and great Musa Sefer, the Pele Yoetz. The reason for this is that I think that an important part of our learning together is not just to be mechazik each other by learning together and staying in touch. It's also to be mekayim, the Siddurim of a Beis Medrash. As far as possible, we shouldn't feel like we're isolated. We shouldn't feel like yechidim. We should feel as far as possible that the lifestyle, the life cycle, and the sidre, the siddurim of the tzibur of the Beis Medrash continue Bezrat Hashem. I think that's quite important, and it's probably a part of the avodah that Hashem wants from us in these intriguing and difficult times. So let's continue. We're up to the paragraph of Ahavas Reim, which is quite appropriate to discuss at this point. Says the Heiliger Pele Yoetz of Papu, Yadua Hadover, it is known, Kamo Gadlo Ma'alas Ahavas Chaverim, how great is the concept of Ahavas Reim, to love each other. Ad She'omru Rabbi Seinu Zalin Yerushalmi, Ve'ahavto L'Re'acha Kamoicha, as everyone knows, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. If you want to know one fundamental principle which can fits into it the entire Torah, that principle, amazingly enough, according to this shita in the Yerushalmi, is not Shema Yisrael. According to this Yerushalmi, there's a number of shittas, but the one Tana says, V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, that's the fundamental. Everything plugs into that, even Avas Hashem, as we will see. Peshuha Rabbi Seinu Zal and our sages in the Gemara in Shabbos gave a practical application of this principle. What does it mean? V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, that you should love for your friend like yourself. It means l're'acha, for your friend. What does that mean? D'ritzonam lema, d'alach sanei, as Hillel said, d'alach sanei, what you don't like, what's hateful to you, l'chavrach l'savid, don't do to anyone else. Why? Because that's v'ahavta l're'acha, not v'ahavta re'acha kamoicha. Don't love him as yourself, love for him as you love for yourself. Whatever you want for yourself, you should include in your bakosha. You should include in your prayer somebody else. We should expand ourselves. First, as Rav Shimon Shkop said, it's me and me alone. And then you get married and you realize that if your spouse isn't happy, then you can't be happy. Well, in that process, you expanded. The ego became a little more than just me. Then you have children, Rezat Hashem, and you suddenly discover that if a child's having major problems in school, lo'aleinu, socially, or certainly health, you can't be happy. Well, you just expanded. You became a bigger person. Somebody else's simcha causes you simcha. Somebody else's pain is enough to keep you up at night. You became a bigger person. It should then move on beyond your family. You should have a broader family, a wider family. You should have a community, a Beis Medrash, a kehillah, where if somebody is not sleeping at night, it should bother us. Eventually, a Gadol B'Yisrael is somebody who encompasses the whole of Klal Yisrael. That's why we call him a Gadol. He feels responsible for the whole nation. Rav Gifter's son-in-law once said about Rav Gifter that the way a Gadol learns, it's not just an intensity of analysis, it's a responsibility. He realizes that my learning is going to change the world for everyone. I can't let the tzibur down. I have to learn as hard as I can. I have to learn as well as I can. I have to learn as systematically as I can. It can't be when I feel like it. V'hine lefi godel ha-toivo, in accordance with the greatness of any idea, kach yitzah shel adam izgaber alav b'chol yom. You can tell how great something is by how much the Yetzer Hara wants to disturb it. Ad shebavo enosenu, ba'avo ensin aschinam, charvo ireinu, v'shoma mikdashenu, v'galinu me'artzenu. And as the Chofetz Chaim says, we can see how great the Churban is that we're still suffering from sin aschinam. And I'd like to conclude with this point. How ironic that we're learning this tonight, Se'ata Dishmaya. Perhaps this is part of the special golus that Hashem has sent us all into, a golus of social isolation. We have to yearn to see each other again. We have to love to see each other again. We have to love each other's company. We have to learn to love each other. And perhaps in this time, if we make use of these moments to try and develop, at least for a few moments a day, think about somebody else. Because you spend all day alone, you're looking for things to think about. Think about somebody else. And B'ezrat Hashem, Hashem will bring an end to our social isolation and to this entire problem. B'ezrat Hashem to be continued.